Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, moving into the lungs. Feeling the heart and the lungs with healing energies, removing any negative, dark, or unneeded, unwanted energies. Allow this energy to be dissolved easily, feeling your heart and lungs with light, with love, with joy, with peace, with the love that regenerates life, rejuvenates you. Continue to see this light as it enters into the red blood cells that pass through the heart and the lungs, feeling your blood with healing energy, allowing this blood to then flow to every extremity of your body, carrying healing energies with it. And now see the light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it now flows up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now continue to see this light as it flows into your diaphragm and your stomach, bringing healing to these organs of deeper breathing and digestion, allowing you to assimilate your light energies and your nutrients. And now continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, activating healing within these organs of digestion and elimination. Continue to see the light as it flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect health, perfect alignment. Continue to see the light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of your body that are concerned with reproduction, release, regeneration. Allow yourself to receive the knowledge, the wisdom, the courage that allows you to release all energies physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally that no longer serve your highest good. Continue to see the light as it flows into your hips, passing into your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect alignment, perfect health, bringing you into harmony, aligning you with the universal forces of creation, allowing you to be in oneness with all that is. And now continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, grounding you and securing you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now see the light that is within you as it grows brighter and brighter and turns into a beautiful golden white light. Allow this energy to raise you in vibration and frequency, allowing you to heal on every level, on a cellular level, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, aligning you with the highest and the best version of yourself that is possible at this time. Continue to see this light, this golden white light, as it now moves through the pores and the openings of your body to fill you completely and now surround you in a beautiful golden bubble of white light. Allow this to protect you, to heal your skin, your hair, to become a magnet of all that is good, to draw your desires, all things that are for your highest good into your life to assist you at this time. Continue to see this light as it now spreads out into the space that you are in, moving completely in 360 degrees all around you, feeling the space, the room that you are in with golden white light, raising all in vibration and frequency that come in contact with this light, allowing for the transmutation of lower energies, allowing for the evolution of consciousness. Continue to see this light as it now moves through any obstacles with ease, moving out into your greater environment that surrounds your home, allowing for healing within your neighborhood and your immediate surroundings, bringing protection to you and your family, all of your loved ones, allowing the light to protect you, to increase you in all that is good, to now move out into your city, your town, your village, to completely encompass the space with golden white light, to raise all in vibration and frequency that come in contact with this light, to allow all those who desire the light, who desire transformation, to become one with this light, to be increased, to be awakened, to be raised in consciousness, to be healed, to be restored. And now see the light as it expands, moving throughout your country and now throughout the world, where all of our lights join together as one, wherever we are, as we are reconnected through our light, through our love, through our consciousness, our oneness, our knowing. And we are increased in these energies. We are increased in our light and our love and our wisdom and our knowledge of who we are, our remembrance, reminding us of our oneness and our soul journey that we are on. Allowing for this light now to move deep into Mother Earth, to reconnect with our subterranean family and our family that lives beneath the waters. Allowing for a connection and a reunion of our light, allowing us all to be reconnected through our hearts. Continue to see this light as it now reaches out beyond the earth, moving out into the atmosphere of our planet, reconnecting with our family of light that is within the atmosphere of the Mother Earth, bringing healing to all, rebalancing us, and allowing us all to be in a state of love, a love for self and a love for other selves. Continue to see this light now as it spreads out, growing brighter and brighter, this beautiful golden white light, as it moves out into our galaxy, encompassing the planets, asteroids, stars, comets, all beings of light that come in contact with this energy, again reconnecting us to our family of light, our galactic brothers and sisters. Continue to see it as it moves out beyond our galaxy into our universe and our multiverse, allowing us to be interstellar, allowing our light to flow into infinity, reconnecting us to the source of all light, reminding us of our power, of our greatness, of our oneness, of our journey, of our truth. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you, family. Thank you for sharing your light with me. You are growing so strong. Congratulations. I feel you. Thank you. Thank you, blue skies. Okay, so today we'll begin our discussion with a review of Arcanum number 18, the Moon card. We have not gone in depth into the moon and how it corresponds to our shadow energy. And that is what I would like to cover in these few moments that we get before we go to our break. Now, in many schools of astrology, we are taught that we must break free from the prison of the moon. And many people say to me, what does that mean, the prison of the moon? Well, whichever house your moon is found in your birth chart, this will give you an idea of where your soul work lies. Now, your moon is easily found. It would be your rising sign that you would need the actual time of birth. The moon can be more relative, but it does move about. But you can, in general, find the moon much easier if you don't know the actual time of your birth. But wherever your moon is found, whichever house it is in, then this is where the prison of the moon is for you, because this is where your soul work lies. It is within this house that you will find your work that will assist humanity in some way. But you will have to overcome some fears. And those fears will be so deep within you that they can bring on anxiety and all sorts of symptoms. Because it is related to past energy, where this is. It's related to your unconscious. And your fears are attached to this house for a very specific reason. And this is what you must break free from the prison of the moon. And that energy is within this house where your moon is found. Your work that you must do on this earth will challenge you in the beginning, because it will bring up unconscious memories, which are soul traumas that were placed within you, within your energy, by those who know who you are. So in past lives or in other realities, parallel universes, whatever you want to call them, because we truly do not have time, that is an illusion. So everything is existing at once. So people prefer to say it in different ways. But if for you, past lives works better, then use that. If alternate realities or parallel universes works better for you, then say that. But wherever this energy is, wherever you are, these traumas have been placed in you, within your energy. And you are one being. And that is why, if you change who you are now, it will reverberate out to every fragment of yourself. This is why the now is the most powerful moment. Because you have the power to change all realities in your now. And that is very deep. It's a very deep statement. And it's not just about doing one thing. It's about doing many things that begin to shift your frequency, shift your vibration, and bring memory back. Because it is through frequency and vibration that we begin to remember. Or we begin to lose our memory. When we lower our frequency, we begin to forget. When we raise our frequency, we begin to remember. So this is very real. As we come from the higher dimensions down into the lower dimensions, we lose memory. When we come within the third dimension, then we go through a place of forgetting. This is a time of forgetting. And your work is then to remember, to move back into the higher realms while you are incarnated in order to reclaim your memory of your true self. And in this, all memory is found. So it's through raising your vibration, through raising the frequency of who you are, that you will then meet up with other thought forms that are on higher frequencies that contain memory for you. And this is how the Akashic Records are read and different things of that nature. It is all you. It is all you. And it is illusion when you think that anything is outside of you. That is part of the illusion. But the moon energy is profound. And for many thousands of years, we have been trapped in a cycle, a very dark cycle of karmic rebirths on this planet through negative attachments. And the souls who came here originally to have a beautiful experience chose to experience this. And so when I say souls, yes, they are all fragments of you. We chose this. We chose to go into a forgetting so that we could be reawakened. It's a challenge for us. It's a challenge. And in this, we learn great things about ourselves. But at some point, we tired of the light and the love and all of the harmony, and we wanted to know what disharmony was. We wanted to know what darkness was. And so we chose to move into a dark sleep where we would forget who we were and that we are Source incarnated in these forms, or assuming a state of incarnation. And in doing this, in losing our memory of who we truly are, we could immerse ourselves in a reality and truly believe it was real. And we would learn so much, not only about ourselves, but about other aspects of ourselves. So we chose this. Now that became a very dark dream that we could call a nightmare at this point. And it is only allowed to go on for so long. So we are now at the time of the awakening, the reawakening of the soul. And we are greater for it. We are truly greater for the experience of darkness that we have had. We are more compassionate beings. We have greater love. We have a true respect for the darkness and for the light. We understand ourselves and understand ourselves in a completely different way. We know what is possible. And so if we continue to move into the darkness where the moon energy is, into that forgetting, then it would just be a cycle of self-destruction. And so Source cannot be destroyed. So it must move back into the awakening, the right spin energy. And this is where we find ourselves in this day and time, where everyone who chooses to go through a transformation, which is going through their awakening, will begin to literally transform physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And this is what we are learning through our ancient tarot, the Egyptian tarot. It is teaching us the phases and the steps that we go through in this transformation process and the laws that confine or allow us to have this experience. So it's a regulation through the laws of the universe. And when you align yourself with the harmonic laws, then you begin to have these other types of experiences. And through you choosing in this time, at this point where your consciousness is focused on this being, this body, this life, when you choose to go through your transformation, you will alter the realities of all fragments of yourself. You will heal your ancestors because truly you are your ancestors. You will bring love, remembrance, and healing back to this planet. So it must happen through us now, here and now. There is no one else coming to change our lives for us. We must do it for ourselves. So as a collective, when we pray together, when we fast together, when we meditate together, we become entrained with one another. We become harmonically aligned with one another. And it's an entanglement of energy, as the physics would say, physicists would call this an entanglement of our electrons. And we begin to align with one another, and we will meet one another first on the plane of the sleep state, which is ruled by the moon. That's the moon energy. So when you go to sleep, it is night. And this is why the moon rules the darkness, because it is about the night. It is about sleeping. When you close your eyes, immediately it gets dark. You are now in an altered state of consciousness just by closing your eyes. And this is the state that we must now become very comfortable with again, is our own inner darkness, where we go back within ourselves to heal ourselves. And this is how we will begin to heal our past and heal our alternate selves and alternate realities. Now, the moon holds the energy of the unconscious mind, and it is within this shadow energy of the unconscious mind where all your traumas have been stored. And this is why when you move back into the energy of the moon, it ignites the memory of the shadow. It ignites the memory of your traumas. And that's why you have to overcome them. You're going to have to push through it, because by pushing through it, it will guide you to your soul path. When you face the prison of your moon. Now, for me, I have a Gemini moon, and that means that I have a mission to write. I have a mission to speak. It is all through that Gemini energy, and we know that is the Magus energy. It is the thought forms that are shared in many different ways. So that is my mission. And when I came into my knowing, my awakening grew stronger within me, I knew I had to write a book. And that book was Doors of Light. But when I knew I had to write that book, a great fear came over me, because I know that in past lives or alternate realities, very terrible things happened to me when I tried to share this truth. And so I began to remember it unconsciously. And it just simply brought up fear, because emotion is the first state of our memory coming back. Either we feel a great sense of love for someone we never met before, or we think we never met before, or we feel this harmony, this energy, this joy, or we feel fear. And that is memory. And through that memory is how I was restored to know what it is that I must do in this life. But I had to overcome the fear, and it was great. And it was through much meditation, much prayer, and fasting that I overcame that. So the ancient Toltecs were masters of this. They were masters of the dream state and the shadow energy. Now, this ancient knowledge of how to cleanse your shadow through the sacred breaths is shared with us by a man named Sergio Magaña in his book, The Dawn of the Sixth Sun. And I would recommend that you get this book, The Dawn of the Sixth Sun. It will help you understand more through the eyes of the ancient Toltecs of where we are. And believe me, it resonates with many other ancient scriptures and texts, especially the Native American texts and the Aborigines as well, when we go into the dream state, because the Aborigines hold the magic and the energy of the dream world as well. So you, if you study many different things, you will see the similarities between them. Everyone calls it something different because they speak different languages, or we perceive things differently. And you will be surprised many things are alike. So it allows you to see from different perspectives the situation that humanity finds themselves in this time, and the need for cleansing the shadow through the sacred breaths. And you can also listen to this recording of the cleansing of the shadow that I have done through learning this technique from Sergio. And it is on my podcast at Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. It is episodes 225 and 226. It is through that you will learn more about what the cleansing of the shadow is, why you should start performing it when you are ready. You must be ready, because it is a great commitment. And then I actually walk you through it, and you could perform your shadow cleansing with me daily, if that is what you choose to do. So now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the sun, the 19th of the 22 major arcana. in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the Sun card, also known by the same name in the modern day tarot. This is the 19th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. The Sun astrologically relates to the sign of Leo. In occult science, the meaning is organic alchemy. The human function is inspiration. The natural remedies are herbs such as chamomile, daffodil, eye bright, dill, lavender, poppy, lily, and many more. The colors are the lighter shades of orange. The mineral is the talismanic gem ruby, and such stones as chrysolite, hyacinth, and soft yellow minerals. The letter is Q. The number is 19, and these are synonymous. Q19 expresses in the spiritual world as the supreme heaven. In the intellectual world, it expresses as true happiness. In the physical world, as sacred union. In divination, Arcanum 19 may be read as happiness and joy. Now please close your eyes in order to see the Sun card within your mind as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum 19 is figured by a woman and a man holding hands. They are standing in a circle of 20 flowers that are springing up from the earth. Above their heads is a radiant sun with 21 rays. Within the center of the sun is the symbol of conjugal union. This sun is the symbol of perfect union expressed on all three planes. It represents perfect harmony of physical desires, intellectual interest, and spiritual aspirations. The young man and woman are dressed in plain clothing to represent simplicity of life, moderation of desires, and purity of thought. The flowers around them springing up from the earth symbolize the joy and happiness of this union. There are 20 flowers, and this signifies the potency of domestic harmony to awaken and resurrect the spiritual blossoming of the soul. The overall picture personifies the harmonic union that is possible when the sexes are in balance and observing the triple laws of harmony. Their union manifests a constant state of happiness and joy, even amid challenges. Now, numerically, 19 is the third decave of 1. This is creative energy operating on the plane of marriage and harmonic union. This is the application of the divine fire, controlled by the wheel and intelligence. It may or may not indicate the union of soulmates, but it definitely indicates the union of harmonious souls on all planes. This is for spiritual advancement, physical union to bring about offspring, and to experience joy. The sacrifices that are necessary in order to rear children are, in fact, one of the most potent factors in developing the spiritual nature. Now, in astrology, Leo is the house that governs pleasure, joy, happiness, children, and love affairs. Leo governs the heart and its sympathies. It is the result of a love that springs into existence as a result of natural harmony, not one that is based on superficial relationships and that includes forced marriages. It is about natural harmony, creating love between two people. So this astrology of Leo, we will dive into even more in just a few moments because it goes very deep. Now, the human function of Arcanum 19 is inspiration. This word means to draw life within or to draw spirit within. The source of all life, energy, and spiritual power is the sun. The sun is a definite source of inspiration for all. When the sun is shining, people want to move about and start doing things. They become inspired. Leo is the home of the sun. It is the heart center of humans through which the sun exerts its inspirational power. Leo, therefore, corresponds to the capacity to receive inspiration or love. Love, which is ruled by Leo, is acknowledged to be the power which opens the inspirational gates. And this is symbolized by the sun overshadowing the lovers. In alchemy, Arcanum 19 represents the fanning of the elixir of life. This does not bring instantaneous or perpetual youth, because perpetual youth is the result of gradual changes in the finer form. The elixir is really a love potion, and the result of the fanning is a complete harmonizing of all the internal vibratory rates. These rates gradually rise as the body and the desires are refined. In time, this results in youthful vigor. Now, the alchemy of this card is very interesting because you once again see the elixir of life is here, but it is about fanning this, spreading it out to others, sharing this energy. The sun card is all about love of family, love between two people. It is about bringing joy in a greater sense. And so it is about sharing this energy with others and bringing in community. It's something that extends out from you. And knowing that the elixir of life is considered a love potion is very interesting. Because if you think about true love, when you find that energy, you become rejuvenated with it. It is the elixir. Remember, the elixir of life is within you. And you activate it. You activate this elixir through love, true love. Not through the idea that we have of love. And when we think of love in a physical sense, it's not that. It is truly closer to that Neptunian love, that agape love, the love that expands and shines on everybody. Just think about the sun. When the sun shines, it shines on everyone. It doesn't just shine on one person. It shares the warmth with everyone and everything. And so that is the true energy of this card. It is about sharing it, sharing and creating communities that are filled with love, where we look out for one another. And our families become one big family. We become completely harmonized with one another. And this begins to heal us. This is how we begin to heal. And again, it is through the energy of love. And through that force, through that energy that we call love, our vibration begins to rise. The more we become love, the higher we begin to vibrate. And as we do this, then our body literally begins to transform. And we begin to desire different things, different foods, different drinks. We no longer want foods that will harm us. We no longer want drinks or other things that will harm us. We become refined in our desires. And we begin to see others as an extension of the self. That selfish energy begins to diminish. And we begin to see that others are simply a different expression of ourselves. And we begin to have love for others the same as we love ourselves. And that's why finding true love within yourself is the beginning to all of this. Learning how to love yourself. That is the foundation to our world being transformed. Now, in magic, Arcanum 19 represents the sanctity of the home. When your home is harmonious and pure, there is utmost safety from any and all forces of evil. Where there is harmony, the forces of evil which bring discord cannot intrude. The harmony that is created through love is repellent to any harmful or subtle negative thoughts that create discord, because we know that this discord comes through people. It is birthed through people, just like harmony is birthed through people. We must become the vessels of love in order to bring harmony into our own bodies and minds, and then spread that harmony out into our environment, into our communities. And those that carry great discord within them carry lots of negative energies within them. And they themselves will be repelled from any circle that is filled with love. You are naturally protected through the energy of love. When you truly create this energy within you, then you will have no enemies outside of you, because you will know that they are simply an extension of you and they are still asleep. They are unaware. They are unconscious. There are aspects of yourself that are still unconscious. They need prayer. They need you to meditate for them. They need you to send them light. And that's why we open with the internal light meditation, because our world needs a lot of light, because there are a lot of lost souls here. But we still do not infringe on people's individual choice, their free will. If they choose darkness, then they can have darkness. Have at it. We are only sharing our light with those who desire the light. Those who do not desire the light do not have to receive it. But there are many who do not understand love, do not understand true love. And when you meet someone, and this is seen a lot in relationships, when you meet someone who has had a lot of bad relationships and they've learned to not trust people, and this could be a friendship, or this could be a work relationship, or it can be an intimate relationship, where you yourself are so full of love, you tend to draw people to you who are desolate inside of themselves, because opposites truly do attract. They need that love, and you need someone to love. They need a lot of love, but they don't trust it. They don't trust the love because they've never met anyone who truly has love in their hearts. Everyone they've been around has been a mirror of some form of darkness that is truly inside of them, that is only being expressed in others. It's being expressed there so that you can see it in yourself. Because sometimes we're so unconscious of our own darkness that we need it to just surround us so that we can see it. And we can start working on it consciously. But when you run into this type of relationship where someone doesn't trust you because you just are too loving, too giving, too friendly, then it is best for you to simply pray for them, meditate for them, send them love and light. But that relationship is not going to work out until that person begins to themselves begin to develop the light within them, so that you become a harmonic match. Otherwise, there would be discord between you, great discord between you, because one is vibrating at a higher frequency and the other at a lower frequency, and those energies do not match up. But you were drawn together for a reason, and that is because prayer is needed, harmony is needed, healing is needed. But it doesn't mean that you're supposed to stay together. It means that you were brought together for a situation, a time, a season, and a reason, and then you let it go with love. When you cannot find harmony with someone, when there's constant discord between you, then it's allowing you to know that this must separate, this energy must separate, in order to allow that which needs to be healed to heal. You got to let them go in order to let them grow. Sometimes this is the case. Now, when people have internal conflict, there is no way that you are going to create harmony with them because they have no harmony within themselves. And this is what Arcanum 19 is also sharing with us, that in order to have this true harmony between people within your home, you must rid yourself of inner discord and negative thinking, because this is what creates harmful thoughts or harmful manifestations. This is the only way that this energy can come into your house, is that someone within your home is having these negative thought forms, is sharing them. They're broadcasting them, in other words. But when you work on yourselves, that's why everyone has to work within themselves. When you work on yourself and you bring yourself to a state of harmony, doesn't mean you never have negative thoughts. That's not what that means. It just means that the negative thoughts aren't dominant within you and that you recognize them when they come in. And because people do things to you and it could hurt your feelings, or, you know, it could be harmful and they could desire to hurt you. You just have to send them light and see it as someone who doesn't trust love. They fear it. They fear your light is what it truly is. And when you separate yourself from them, then you can pray for them. Don't allow yourself to be mistreated by people just because of love, that you have love for them. Don't allow them to mistreat you. You truly have to show love to yourself enough that you remove yourself from an unhealthy situation where there is great discord between you. But love is the answer. Love is the root to bring harmony in. So wherever love is created, there is a holy energy, a holy circle created. It's invisible protection. And it'll be around you. It'll be around your home and your family. And it cannot be penetrated by negativity as long as it is true love. And this is why we are living in the time when this harmony between people will begin to be created again. So we're going to talk about that in just a second. When you raise a family, you must become unselfish in order to do so. With great love and care, it is only with unselfishness that you can have great love and care for another person. Now, this tends to raise the dominant vibratory rate far above any which can be reached by pernicious entities. Those are harmful entities, evil entities, but the evil is subtle. It comes through subtle thought forms. These beings who embody this pernicious energy cannot reach these higher vibratory rates because they're not vibrating in love. They're not vibrating in harmony. So they become jealous. And for this reason, these evil entities work very hard to discourage domestic life and the raising of children. So you may find that within your relationship, people are always trying to break you up. Someone is trying to come in and dismantle your family. It could be in-laws, it could be past relationships of one or the other, something of this nature, trying to come into your home to dismantle your home. You don't have to worry about these things. If there is true love between you, there's true harmony, and it protects you from this. But in our society, we see this a lot. It manifests in many different ways. So there are many forms of social conditioning that play a large part in the discouraging of harmonious relationships between opposite polarities, male and female, in order to prevent a divine union of man and woman and the rearing of children, which activates the triple laws of harmony, which bring you back to the number 19. Now, the social conditioning is an inversion of the truth, because spiritual progress depends upon love, unselfishness, and the refinement of the thoughts and emotions. And nothing develops these soul qualities faster than the love and care of a parent for their children. And you'll see this. People can be going totally the wrong way in their life, and then they have a child, and it turns them all the way around. Now, unfortunately, this doesn't happen all the time, but when it does happen, it's a blessing for that person that they actually had that child, because they begin to live different. They begin to think differently, and they become a better person because of it. The loving care of a parent for their offspring is often the saving grace of their lives, keeping many souls from sinking into the icy depth of self-centeredness. The bearing of children on earth corresponds to sacred functions in the spiritual world. Remember, everything we do and experience in the physical realm has its essence in the spirit, the astral, the energetic realm. Now, a childless life can benefit a soul in some marked and continuous effort to be of help to some section of humanity or humanity as a whole. It means that if you've chosen not to have children in this life, that you have another work to do to attain your soul growth. Now, this can be environmental work. It can be with animals. It could be with plants. So you have a work to do, and it will help and assist your soul growth. Now, in initiation, in the soul's pilgrimage, Arcanum 19 represents the reunion of true soulmates into a single soulmate system. The real union of soulmates to which Arcanum 19 corresponds is purely spiritual and does not necessarily require physical contact. Today, we would call this the twin flame connection. This reunion may even take place while the individuals are asleep, and all memory may vanish upon awakening. And because this inner union is of a spiritual essence, only a few are highly developed enough to recognize it. The majority mistake magnetic affinity for this inner blend, and consequently, all too many discard one partner for another in the belief that the soulmate or twin flame has been found. Physical attraction is what is being referred to as magnetic affinity. Be very careful with this. Once the bond between soulmates or twin flames has been formed, it's powerful and never lost. Ultimately, the two become conscious of the bond either in the waking world or the sleep state, and they begin to function as a single system. This is the reuniting of the twin flames, and we are living in this time. Please tune in next week as we dive even deeper into the ancient sacred Egyptian tarot to discover Arcanum number 20, the sarcophagus, also known as the judgment card in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.